the future of road infrastructure in the Adelaide Hills region is a big issue for commuters, especially those who depend upon the Southeastern Freeway. Hills Mayor Dr. Jan Claire Wisdom joins me now to discuss her thoughts on this and tell us about the plans for the Amy Gillett bike pathway. Hi, Mayor Wisdom.
Hello, Jenny and listeners. Good to be with you today.
Yeah, good to have you with us. So as we all know, the population is absolutely booming in the hills. There's a lot of pressure on infrastructure, particularly on the freeway. Do you think the roads will hold up at the rate it's going?
Well, some of the recent experts have said that it will last until 2036, but then I think you'll see that other people are saying that is just not credible anymore. And the RAA, I believe, have already come out and said that they believe it's at capacity already. And I think what that proves is that we really need to have a credible mass public transport system in South Australia, but in particular in the Adelaide Hills, because there is currently no long-term vision or plan in place.
What do you make of the government's investments, their announcement for a $19 million investment in rapid buses as well as park and ride facilities through the regions in Bridgewater and Crayfers?
We're really pleased to hear about investment in public transport in the hills, as that's always going to be a plus for the community. We're really pleased to hear about investing in park and ride, and we're happy to work in partnership with the state government to develop Crayfers, which is one area that they've pinpointed. We're a bit disappointed that it's only an investigation so far at Bridgewater, but we are happy that they're revisiting that opportunity because they previously dismissed it as an option. But look, I guess the issue that I have with the additional buses is that in the statements there's absolutely no mention in any of it about the detail of how operationally it's still going to work. We know it's not just the freeway that's getting to capacity and having problems. It's Glen Osmond Road especially, as well as Port Rush and Cross Road, which are the other two feeder roads into the freeway. And so as soon as you put a lot of extra buses that you want to be super fast, look, they're still going down the same funnel, which is the freeway tunnel, and then trying to squash them all down Glen Osmond. So what's going to happen down there to allow them to freely go faster? We need to see the operational detail of that because it's really not clear once they purchase the buses how they're really going to be able to operate as a fast alternative.
And I know that you and the Mount Barker mayor is really keen to see an investment in rail infrastructure, although it just doesn't sound like that's going to be happening. An infrastructure SA report recently suggested that's not the way to go. The state government's just not keen to talk about it at all or look at that. It would be rather expensive. Why do you think it would be worth it?
Well, let's just go back to Infrastructure Australia. Look, there's no money been put by the state government to one of their key recommendations, which was to look at and plan for a strategic transport corridor for all the hills, especially going into the growth area of Mount Barker. So there has to be a strategy that looks for the best corridor, and that must include a detailed look at rail. Now, the state government are saying, and Infrastructure Australia, I believe, if my memory's correct, were saying that in the short term, this might not be an option. However, they're not the only experts around, and we have had other transport experts who are saying the costs that the state government are quoting are high and need not be that high. So I really think that must be revisited, and it absolutely must be part of a medium and long-term plan for the hills. Look, the message I would give to people is that if state government and developers want this type of massive population growth, such as in Mount Barker, they must get serious, both government and developers, about the immediate and longer-term investment in public transport, and that includes road and rail infrastructure. And developers have to be part of that conversation.
And so what do you make of your neighbour, Mayor Ann Ferguson's investigation into whether she can maybe freeze development in her area? Because she really wants the government to get a move on with roads. I mean, I'm sure developers wouldn't be happy with that about that, but it must be something that makes you a bit nervous, the amount of development that's going on over there.
It doesn't make us nervous if it's fully catered for. You know, that's been agreed 10 years ago. The question is, and I think this is what Mayor Ferguson is trying to highlight, is that you want to go ahead with population growth, but as I just said, you're not serious about putting in the infrastructure. And so she's saying, you know, the infrastructure has to go in before or along with development. And so I can understand why they would want to suggest that they put a halt to development at this time. It would cause, it would have a great impact. And obviously, this just demonstrates how strongly they feel about the issues in the Hills and Mount Barker area when it comes to population growth and especially road and rail infrastructure.
Hills Mayor Jan Clare Wisdom is with me. Now, where are we up to? Let's switch tracks with the Amy Gillett Bikeway, because I know that's not completed just yet, but it's a beautiful piece of infrastructure for cyclists.
Yes, yes. Thank you for bringing it up. It is a wonderful, wonderful bikeway. And we're really pleased recently, the state government, who, to be quite honest, have been dragging their feet for many years on continuing the development of this bikeway. It is a state government project, but they have just announced recently they will be funding, building and maintaining stage four of this bikeway, which will extend beyond Mount Torrens and go further up to Birdwood. Now, we're really, really pleased to hear that. It is, as you say, it's a terrific bikeway. It's, I think with all the COVID and with bushfires and that, this is just such an important piece of tourism and recreational infrastructure that the locals can get into. So can I now mention and put in a plug for Discover Play Bikeway that we've got on this Sunday?
Absolutely. So that is an event. Is that just in Oakbank or is it along the entire bikeway on Sunday from 10?
It's along the entire bikeway. It's called Discover Play Bikeway. I can tell listeners that there are links to all the information about all the activities and the entertainment that will be at the various hubs in Mount Torrens, Charleston and Woodside. So you can start one end or the other end and you can go the whole area, or you can just stop off at one of the hubs. Amy Gillett's parents will be in attendance along there, and there'll be a lot of local entertainers roving along the hubs, and there'll be a lot of stall holders who'll be selling wares, and obviously we'll have the good old sausage sizzles. And at Mount Torrens, we've partnered again, Council's partnered with Tennis SA, who are offering a free hotshot tennis lesson and some other fun. So there is a map on the website as well. Please come along Sunday. You're all invited. It's a free community event brought to you by the Adelaide Hills Council. So please come with your family and friends and we would just love to see you on that bikeway on Sunday.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks so much for your time today, Mayor Jan Clare Wisdom. Really appreciate it.
All right, look forward to seeing any of your listeners too. You're very welcome. See you Sunday.